Rather, in 1978, when his first album, For You, was released, he was singing about bringing the love, in love, soft and wet. Just as long as we're together, baby, my love is forever. I'm yours. And that's a consistent theme as well throughout his music. He was not about to let a few mad crazies deter him from his mission in life. He told the absolute truth in his music. Yeah, I mean, it requires us unpacking, true. I mean, you can listen to the song Race a long time before you, first of all, get the words accurate and then get the meaning accurate. His lyrics need to be discussed. And when he called himself Dr. Feel Good in Let's Go Crazy, he was not overstating it. And as he said in a song which he also used his slowed down voice so that we would fully appreciate the import of his words, all understand and all stand under this affirmation now by the power invested in me by God. All negativity bows. All negativity bows. Strange but true. Let's see what you can do. A consistent theme throughout his music. And that theme, that consistent theme, we are mistaught by the power guys to associate with Prince. Not, obviously, colonized mine. He was singing about bringing the love and fully expected, I'm sure, to find love in return. That song, 1999, released in 1982, is one of the earliest albums in which he uses that slowed down voice to express what it feels like after you've been assaulted with EMF microwaves from a weapon developed to damage health and cause death. These guys, the global statesmen, exist by theft, trapped in the plunder mindset that Proudhon schools us on today. Or maybe next week, depending. One that only knows destruction, exposing with this mindset what was done to them, the power guys, revealing the hidden crime, the murder and secret burial of its glassy essence, the soul's abandonment, and with it, an authentic, independent thought process. They have no creativity themselves. The lust for false power, plunder, testifies to the absence of the true. Creativity means life, means surrendering to the forces of life. Imagine the world in which it's allowed to exist, creativity, unharnessed and unharassed in each and every one of us. It is time for us to have this world. Only we can make it for ourselves. Fascism can only stride openly if it can get us to hate or believe our brothers and sisters are motivated by hate. One of the tasks of the emphatic partner, using Alice Miller's language, one of the tasks Prince is showing us is to help us feel loved. Feel loved. Show us the abuse we've suffered, that we've been trained not to see. Confirm it exists and help us to release our grief, our tears. It is the corruption of this system that has to be seen so parents can do the right thing. As fundamentally, none of us want to hurt our children. None of us want our children to become lost, lost to themselves, tools for others, lose their gifts. We all want to experience freedom. But until we talk about it, we can get stuck in the absence of love. Each of us will have to bring it. It is the core of the work, which consists of our global consciousness, seeing from the vantage of the whole and owning a commitment to the truth as expressed in our essential earth, our bodies being our direct root and root. The knowledge that 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. The work we do for our sisters and brothers, the work we give to the all. And there is the tribe we do it with, that we sustain with DMSR, dance, music, sex, romance, which are roots to manifesting the eternal and experienced, honored as such. It should console us that Prince was made for this historical moment, speaking broadly. His music provides a necessary corrective to the hateful thoughts with which we are generally raised under class, which power ensures get continuously reproduced and disseminated. His songs require discussion among all of us who believe in one global people, one love, as we discover and share whatever we find to extend our numbers and commitment to global freedom.